The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, gang. Welcome to the show. Albin, welcome to the show.
Oh, I love being on the show.
You're part of the show.
It looks like it.
We've got, I feel like I say this every day, but I'm not blowing smoke. We have a very, very, very exciting guest in a few minutes. Catherine Engelbrecht, who is featured in the 2000 Mules documentary. I'm going to be asking her some difficult questions because people have questions, and I thought let's just ask her what she makes of you know, because people haven't seen the film. And by the way, shame on you, you're a communist. But there are people that they say, well, what about this and what about that? And I think, what if we talk to her? I mean, she's effectively the star of the film along with Dinesh. But a lot of people think that I stole the show, but you know what? That's just who I am. And by the way, Albin,
yes,
those pants, the green pants that I wear in the film, they're going to be in the Smithsonian next to Fonzie's jacket and Dorothy's ruby slippers. It's kind of amazing.
And Archie Bunker's chair. Yeah, that's right.
They have achieved that level of cultural prominence that Smithsonian wants the green pants that are in the 2000 Mules. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, folks, I think you're a communist. I'm just saying, that there's anything wrong with being an American hating communist.
No.
Bless you. Hey, okay. So in hour one, we've got our friend Catherine Engelbrecht, and I say friend lightly. I love her. She's amazing. I don't know her well, but I've been getting to know her because we were at a couple of the premieres for the film. I was a co-host with Dinesh's daughter, Danielle, for the virtual premiere that was in Las Vegas. And before that, we were at Mar-a-Lago. And so I'm getting to know her. Okay, let me say that in hour two today, we have a really special Ask Metaxas. Every week on Thursday, in hour two, in the first segment, we do an Ask Metaxas. Today's is very special. Then after that, we have something unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, I, Eric Metaxas, will interview as my guest, Albin Sadar. Have you heard of him? Yeah. Albin Sadar wrote an article that's published at American Greatness. It's published at stream.org. And I'm going to interview Albin. And it's actually a very serious article. It relates to what I'm going to speak to Catherine Engelbrecht about. After that, we have our weekly conversation with the Talbots, Pete and Seth Talbot, about business questions and on and on and on. So that's today. We have tomorrow the Babylon Bee. Folks, the Babylon Bee. Now, again, I want to say, if you're not getting these videos, you are just listening to this on the radio, you're missing some things. And I want to clarify again, there are people who get some kind of I guess it's Salem Radio sends out some daily thing, daily video update or something with me. That is not, I mean, I hope people aren't getting barraged with emails that they don't want, but I don't send those out. What I want to send you is a personal email from me, ericmetaxas.com. It covers all kinds of stuff beyond the radio show. It has photographs in it from my life. It just has things that I, you know, and sometimes can't share on the radio. I want to be clear about that. And then it has links, of course, to all these videos. And you're missing a lot of stuff because the people who just listen on the radio, and Albin, I find this funny, they have no idea that I have a mustache now. They assumed that, well, why would anything change? Well, if you're not watching the show, you're not even going to know about this stuff. So I want to be clear
Yeah, and then, and if you sign up now, that your first time signing up, when you get the email and the newsletter, you also get a pack of smokes.
A pack of cigs. That part is a joke. You don't get a pack of cigs. Oh. Okay, so I want to be clear about that. All right. I also want to be clear. We still have space at the Socrates event. Now, folks, there's not a lot of space, but I would love it to be, you know, over full, because maybe I've never mentioned this, but Charlie Duke walked on the moon. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to introduce him. And if you could be there, or if you want to send somebody there, I said, I don't care if we give away there's a few tickets left. And I said, if somebody wants to go and get 25% off, if that's what's going to take to send a young person or something like that, you can use a code VIP25. That there's just a handful of those, but I'm happy to do it, because I'd rather that the place be over full. So if you know somebody who can get there, it's going to be a big deal. Charlie Duke walked on the moon. Some people call him the space cowboy. Some people call him the gangster of love. Some people call him Maurice, but you know what? It doesn't matter what they call him. He is, to me, he'll always be Charlie Duke, and I'm going to interview him, and it's going to be really crazy. So I want to say that you got to go to SocratesInTheCity.com. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. And real quick, there are going to be a lot of celebrities will be there because it's an important event. So come.
Yeah. There may be some Giuliani's there. I'm not going to say which, but I'm going to tell you that you're going to see that this is kind of a next level gathering, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, if you send somebody there, you can see my mustache in person. And I want to tell you, in person, it's three dimensional. That's the difference between visual and in person. But radio, it's zero dimensions. You have no sense of my facial hair situation. All right. Now, let me be clear, Albin. We haven't been mentioning Nutramedics lately, and I want to be very clear that we love Nutramedics. I use their products every day. We had like a special 10,000% off if you use the code Eric. Now it's the standard discount. It's 20% off. If you use the code Eric, you go to Nutramedics.com. If you use melatonin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium, all this stuff, whatever you use, their products are as good as it gets. They're a sponsor of this program. Use the code Eric, you get 20% off, and 50% of their profits. Think of this. If you want to know who these people are at Nutramedics.com, 50% of the profits go to support third world missions. If you care about that, I hope you do. Go to Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. And I guess we should also say that MyPillow has a very, very insane discount on Mike Lindell, of course, has now My Slippers. This gets funny, right? But they're members of my family, Albin and others, wear My Slippers. These are expensive. They're not normal slippers. They're almost like shoes, but they're so comfortable. They're basically slippers, but they're expensive because it's like whatever technology, you know, Mike always does a big deal, makes a big deal of everything. But if you go to MyPillow.com and go down to Radio Listener Specials, you have to go down to Radio Listener Specials and use the code Eric, you get $90 off. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. That's a big deal. That's nuts. So you have to go down to Radio Listener Specials. You have to go to MyPillow.com. If you want my books and a lot of other products, the Donald the Caveman books, all of that stuff, the Uncle Muggsy books, you go to mystore.com. Use the code Eric to get the discount. I just wanted to be clear about that. I also want to say that on Monday or tomorrow, we have the folks from the Babylon Bee on. They're going to be talking about their relationship with Elon Musk. I think the reason he is ponying up $40 billion to buy Twitter is because of the guys that I'm going to interview tomorrow. I'm not kidding. It's insane. It's true. True story. Babylon Bee. Also on Monday, we're talking to my friend, Chris Reed. Chris Reed is a prophetic voice. I know him personally. He's become a friend, and he had an angelic visitation the other day. Now, I know there are people listening thinking that's nuts. Well, I'm here to tell you it's possible that you're missing something. And Chris Reed is going to share this. And you know what? Because I know these people personally, I can get a read on these people. Who's blowing smoke? who's being, you know, so I want to remind you of that. That's going to be Monday, a lot of stuff. And then finally, do not forget, we're doing a fundraiser with CSI. This is our last opportunity. If you care about helping Ukrainian refugees, and I really hope you do, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio website, not EricMetaxas.com. That's my personal website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. We can use your help. We'll be right back with Catherine Engelbrecht. Don't go away. What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, I have as my guest for this hour, none other than Catherine Engelbrecht. Catherine, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, in case anybody is not paying any attention, or maybe they're communists, they don't know that there's a movie out called 2000 Mules. I talk about it all the time because I steal the show with my green pants. That's what I keep saying, but that's not really true. It's a very serious movie. You and your colleague, his name is, I'm slipping,
your colleague,
Greg, gosh, the two of you with Dinesh D'Souza put together an absolutely magnificent case about what unfortunately looks to anybody paying attention like a stolen election. So you make that case. I want to ask you some questions about it because I know there are people that maybe they're skeptical. I think if you see the movie, it's hard to be skeptical. But tell me and my audience, Catherine, how did you come to this information? Tell us about True the Vote. How did this whole process start where you believed that it was provable, that we could show what happened?
Well, True the Vote started in 2010. And over these many years, we've seen the continued erosion of process. And so, you know, you begin to see the warning signs. You begin to know that the process is headed in a direction that soon enough was going to be irretrievable. When we crossed over into 2020 and laws were being changed by fiat, by lawsuit, the push for mail-in ballots, the dropping or the installation of these privately funded drop boxes, all of this together gave us, unfortunately, a pretty clear formula for exploitation, because we knew that the voter rolls were, for the last 10 years of our work, we knew that they were inaccurate. We knew that the push of those rolls into mass mail out of ballots was going to mean you're going to have a lot of loose ballots around that aren't going to find their intended location.
Catherine, forgive me for interrupting, but I just want to be clear that you and True the Vote, you've been on this subject, on this crusade for clarity in our elections. There are some people probably that have a jaundiced view of you and True the Vote. What, I mean, how did you get involved in this? And why are you involved in this? I mean, I just want people to get to know you a little bit so that they understand where you're coming from.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, I started this in 2010, sort of officially, but it was really the year before that I got involved in elections for the very first time. And it was really quite by accident. We had learned that there were not enough volunteers. And so a very small group of us said, you know, let's just go work at the polls because they need volunteers. I had recently read a Pew study from Pew Center on the States that talked about sort of to paraphrase the title of the study, it was basically what would happen if America had an election and everyone showed up. And the study went on to talk about how the process would crack in half because it's just not built to support the way truly engaged electorate. And that thought really stuck with me. As we went and volunteered and saw problems, one layer begat the next. We questioned why the problems were as we saw them related to process in the polls. That then led to research projects to understand why the process is broken and why the rolls are inaccurate. And flash forward 10 years later, True the Vote's a nonpartisan organization. We stand for election integrity and free and fair for all Americans. There's no doubt that it's been a struggle because it's a highly polarizing topic, as I've come to be acutely aware of. But at the end of the day, this is about principle and not about politics. And that's, you know, something that every American should be concerned about right now with where we find ourselves in 2020. The process is slipping away, and that doesn't carry with it an R or a D. That's, you know, as we all like to say, we're not fighting for Republicans, we're fighting for the Republic.
Well, I think that there's some people that are cynical, they'll never believe that, but I want to just exhort people to take this seriously. You should care if elections are free and honest and clear. And I mean, if you don't care about that, you're cynical and you're worse than useless. You're part of the problem. And I want people to get engaged. And I think obviously by seeing the film, it begins to open their eyes to what's going on. And we have to understand there are bad people out there. There are people that don't share our values. And if they can steal something, they actually think like they should steal it because the guy that they don't like is really evil. And they don't seem to believe in the system. They don't seem to believe that we, the people, should get to choose our candidates. And so we have to be on the lookout. It's kind of like having cops. It would be nice to say, well, we don't need cops. We need people to look into these things. We need people, unfortunately, to keep our eyes on what is going on. We need poll watchers. We need people to be engaged. We need an engaged electorate. If you don't have that, you lose everything.
That's right.
So now there are people, what are some of the principal criticisms? I mean, there's some people out there, they're just angry that you've done this work, that the film is out, that people are seeing 2,000 mules. And so they seem to be making some claims. I think these are false claims, but answer some of those. What are some of these things that people are saying to undermine what you're putting out there?
The biggest one we hear is, oh, you can't trust this data, that geospatial data isn't this accurate. And that's simply false. Law enforcement uses geospatial data and tracking data every day in their pursuit of criminal investigations and witnesses to crimes. It's what, you know, the CDC uses to track the population. It's what massive marketers like Starbucks use to track you when you enter their driveway and they know to offer you a discount on lattes. This data is frighteningly exacting. So the argument that it's not accurate just, you know, is easily dismissed.
Yeah. I mean, Dinesh Online has been dealing with that. But it's interesting, isn't it? We knew this would happen. When I saw the film, I knew that there are people that are just going to say, I don't like this, and I'm going to take pot shots. I mean, it's happened to me with my books. There's certain people that they just have a built-in animus against something. They don't care about the facts, or they just think like the facts are just confusing me. I don't want to deal with the facts. I just want to stick to my talking point, which is that Trump's a jerk. If you don't like the way the election turned out, you're a bum. You know, they're not really dealing with the facts. If people go to True the Vote, what is the website for True the Vote?
TrueTheVote.org. TrueTheVote.org.
And what do they find if they want to get involved in this, assuming they've seen the film 2000 Mules already? What do they find at TrueTheVote.org?
The first thing I would encourage them to check out is an app that we have called IV3. So the letter I, the letter V, the number 3. And you can see it on its own website at IV3.us. That is an app that allows interested voters to log in and look at their local voter rolls, where we've done some pre-sifting of the rolls to identify what appear to be ineligible records. And there is a process that a registered voter can follow to submit those records to their local county and have them then take another step towards evaluating the accuracy of the rolls and working towards clean rolls for 2022 and subsequent cycles. That process, as granular as it sounds, is key to helping our election officials maintain accurate rolls, because, you know, there's a lot to the story of election integrity. And one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that states are routinely sued and prevented from getting the rolls. And so one of the only ways to really make sure you can engage is at the citizen level. So that's an example of one of the things that we have posted. In the days ahead, there will be more ways to engage. But, you know, right now, 2000 Mules is, you know, what everybody's talking about. And so we're doing every Monday night, we're doing Ask Us Anythings, where we're inviting people to participate and just ask questions. And, you know, really, I think, come into the awareness that we are entering a new phase of the need to fight for elections. This is not just, you know, this is going well beyond anything we've seen in the past in an effort to subvert a process. Americans need to be awake and engaged.
You said if people go to truethevote.org every Monday night, did you say?
Every Monday night, and you can actually hook to it from our website. It's actually being hosted in Locals. So that's locals.truethevote.org. And you can check us out there, where we're going live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern for an hour or so. And
this is about taking our country back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get involved, this is how we take our country back from people who are really enemies of America. We have to be honest. We have to call a spade a spade. These are enemies of America. The founders' vision, the Constitution, they don't value these things. And we have to fight. We have to do what we can. We'll be right back talking to Catherine Engelbrecht. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no, but I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Welcome back. Very excited, frankly, to be talking to Catherine Engelbrecht, who's one of the principal figures in 2,000 mules, and in making this happen, the possibility of uncovering what happened in the election and doing something about it. And Catherine, I have to ask you, everybody says, okay, we've seen this. We believe that there's criminal activity. We believe that there were obviously way more than 2,000 mules involved in ballot stuffing and all this stuff, and that they got their leads. They got paid from these various NGOs around the country. So people always want to ask, when is somebody going to get arrested? What is going on? So what is going on?
Well, we've been slowly working forward with law enforcement in the jurisdictions in which we've done the research. And you're beginning to see the first evidences of this in Arizona. There were two indictments and arrests made some months ago. But just recently, frankly, just on the heels of the movie, if you think about in the movie, there's a scene where there's a woman in shadow that talks about her involvement in trafficking and how she was tapped to be the one to make the payouts and drop the ballots and so forth. Well, it was that testimony that led to a subsequent arrest and seizure of electronics and so forth at one of the NGOs there in Yuma County. And the investigation is broadening day by day. So that's an example of how things are starting to come together. I will also tell you that we are thrilled about the fact that so many sheriffs are reaching out to us. We've learned the hard way that going through AGs and secretaries of state can be fraught with politics, but sheriffs there at the ground level seem to be very keen on pushing this and making sure that laws are being followed in their communities. So you're going to see a lot more in the days ahead.
Mike Lindell has been on this program, and he has out and out said that the attorney general in Georgia, Raffensperger, is corrupt. Are you able to comment on that? Because I do get the impression, just from what you said, even if I hadn't heard that from Mike Lindell, that a lot of people, including Republicans, they're somehow a part of this dirty mess, and they do not want light to shine on what is going on behind the scenes. I mean, that's horrifying, but we need to talk about it.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And it is difficult. I mean, in Georgia, the Secretary of State, Secretary Raffensperger, has announced investigations moving forward. He announced that in January. But it's been a very tenuous situation ever since. And yes, what we have experienced is that both sides want to bury this, want to act as though there is no problem with process, and we can just continue on, as things have been, with the belief that down the road maybe they won't be on watch when it finally craters, and it's really disheartening because we are so close to, we're looking over the abyss, but we're not fully tipped yet. If we engage now, there's great reason to believe that we could bring this back, but left and right are covering this up in ways that really are do a disservice to the American people.
Well, that's what I find so interesting is that, you know, it's not a Republican Democrat issue. I think one of the things that has happened really since the election of Trump in 2016 is that there has been a reordering for so many people. They realize that what they have heard, which I've heard many times, that, oh, there's really just one party. It's a swamp. It's a bureaucracy. It's all the same stuff, whatever. I have to say that I now recognize that that's true. I recognize that there are people who I thought cared about what I care about, but they don't really. They're just, maybe a little bit more conservative or more America loving than their Democrat counterparts, but they are nowhere near where they need to be. They're part of a system. It's dirty. They've got a good thing going. They are not people that radically desire transparency and honesty. They don't even believe in those things. They know it's dirty, and they just figure this is what you have to do to get by. A lot of establishment Republicans, although we call them rhinos, but it really is horrifying. But I always say the good news is that people are waking up.
Right.
You mentioned these sheriffs. What can happen? In other words, again, the reason I keep pushing people, please see the movie, is the more people who talk about this, the more difficult it is for people to ignore this. So what is happening out there? You mentioned sheriffs getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. So, you know, let me explain it by giving you an example of where we have been. We began to first talk to law enforcement about our findings in 2021, early 2021. And what we were told at the time, and this is when we were meeting with secretaries of state, attorneys general, and the equivalents, we were being told, well, you know, this is very interesting, but this is there's really not enough here to investigate. We don't really see where you're going with this. And it was maddening because it was so clearly incongruent with the facts that were being presented. It was like, are you listening and seeing what we're showing you? It was maddening. Now, where we find ourselves with sheriffs is they totally understand and are ready to say, you know, show us the data. They understand the way that they go about taking that cell phone data and having it de-anonymized so that they can use it to start proper investigations and dealing with people directly. But they do the investigation. And so it's a really, and if you do it that way, this can go very, very quickly. And so that's the hope, is cutting through all of this red tape and on all of the.
Forgive me, I just realized we're going to a break. We'll be right back talking to Catherine Engelbrecht. 2000 Mules is the film. Don't go away.
If I stay.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast. Folks, welcome back. I am talking to one of the principal figures in the film 2000 Mules, Catherine Engelbrecht, along with her colleague Greg Phillips. They made it possible for us to see what is going on in America. Dinesh D'Souza masterfully pulls it together in the film 2000 Mules. I am so grateful to God, Catherine, for you and for Greg and for Dinesh and Debbie. I mean, the idea that this film is coming out, because I think to myself, okay, let's say Dinesh said, no, I'm not going to do it. What else do we have? I think that, you know, Mike Lindell has been a hero, but that kind of information is more difficult for people to process. Their eyes glaze over. They don't know what to do about it. Your stuff is just much more concrete.
Right. And look, this is a thousand front war. There are issues all across this board when it comes to process and subversion of that process. But yes, I think that what we intentionally chose to do is follow a path that would necessarily be trackable, be provable. And we felt like it was a clearer path to articulate to the broader American public that will understand this is how it's being stolen. So, but it's only one of the ways. I mean, our process is so deeply broken. I can't stress it enough. There's so much work that needs to be done.
But doesn't it say everything that only the kind of voter fraud, this ballot stuffing that you guys investigate, only that is sufficient to flip the election to Donald Trump, if that had been dealt with? That to me is amazing, because I realize there were other kinds of significant fraud. The machines were hugely significant, unless I'm missing something, I don't know. This is just far worse than anybody would dream of. I still can't believe. I mean, in other words, I would have guessed that what you investigated would have shown how it was possible that the election might have been flipped. But it didn't show that. It showed that the election was flipped just from your kind of information.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the election should have never been certified. That's sort of the opening salvo to where we find ourselves today. It should have not been certified. And the reasons it should have not been certified was that the chain of custody that was required across many fronts in the election process, state by state, was not in place. That was provable then and is provable now. The data was not in place. The the documentation was not in place. Now you see, you know, with the project that we've taken on, the video that was required if you were going to use the drop boxes, that was not done. I mean, just you could just go down a list of boxes that were not checked that are required in order to certify. And so with that sort of having been tossed out the window, then you start chasing the ghost in the machine. You know, I mean, you can't get to a bottom line because there's so many missing pieces. And that's why I say this process is so broken that we have to address it. It is granular. I mean, it's going to take time.
Well, let me ask you about that. Now, you say they shouldn't have been certified. This has been a huge civic lesson for many Americans because most of us didn't pay attention because it always we assumed it was going fine. And then we find out it's not going fine. And then we start to wonder, we start to ask what it is that's not going the way we thought it was going. And one of these things, as you said, is chain of custody, these kinds of things. So when you say they shouldn't have been certified, who is supposed to step in at that point and say, we cannot certify this? How does that happen? And why didn't that happen?
State to state, it's handled a little differently in certain states, but by and large, it's the Secretary of State or whoever is the topmost delegate of elections in that state. And they sign off to say that to the best of their knowledge and understanding the process as it is intended to run, that meets all of these standards for a certifiable, secure process. And that's just inherently not true.
Okay, so you're talking about secretaries of state. Let's be specific. In other words, what secretaries of state specifically declined to do this, and why would they decline to do what we would think of as their job?
Well, you know, in the heat of that moment and those moments in the case of 2020, where there was so much push and pull about whether or not states were going to certify and the electors that were going to either be a part of the certification or not. I mean, it got very, very convoluted. But I think that as we so often see with our elected, rather than do the wise thing, they did the easy thing and just said, well, you know, I mean, it's good enough. And they kind of, you know, went along, and you can't unring that bell. Once it's certified, it's sealed. I mean, it's done in a way that is, I mean, but look, all of this, we are in such uncharted water for all of this. This as we continue to reveal more and more about what really happened, but continue to question what can be done to correct the past. I mean, there's so many things that have never really been constitutionally challenged. But certification is one that, there's just no question. There's so many problems in the process that alone should have stopped everything in its tracks, but it didn't.
Well, look, I mean, it just seems to me we've got to cut to the chase and say we have elected people who are corrupt. They do not have the fire of the founders about freedom, about the voice of the people. They don't seem to care about these things. They seem to be corrupt. And if we don't throw them out of office and elect people who care about these things, we're never going to have our country back. I mean, that's number one. I want to ask you, do you think Mike Pence could have sent things back to the states? It seems clear to me that he could have, but some people say no.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm no constitutional scholar, but based upon what I have read and have been a part of in debates, I think that, yes, he ultimately was where the buck stopped to make the final call. And he rolled over.
I have to say, it's horrifying to me that people that I think of as good people like Mike Pence would, in this moment, where the light of history is shining on them, expecting them to do something heroic and difficult, they don't right. do it. It is deeply grievous to me. It is deeply good. We need people who bravely stand up and do the right thing, even when it's very tough. We'll be right back. Final segment with Catherine Engelbrecht.
Folks,
also talking to Catherine Engelbrecht, who's with True the Vote, one of the stars of the film 2000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, I'm pretty sure you're a communist. Catherine, we were just talking about Mike Pence's role. We're talking about the roles of the secretaries of state around the country. It seems like everybody kind of passes the buck. In other words, doing the really difficult thing, which I would argue takes faith and virtue. It's the really tough thing in these cases, the right thing. It is tough. It takes faith. It takes virtue to say, I don't care what the cost is. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to trust God to be with me. That didn't happen over and over and over and over and over. It's just astonishing. Now, I expect Democratic operatives who are, they're not, you know, only corrupt, they're deeply criminal. I expect them to do this kind of stuff, but then we have to stand against it if that's going to happen. So the question is, I'm guessing you're not able to talk about who you think these NGOs are. Is there a legal reason for that?
Yeah, the reason is we don't want to get ahead of the investigations. I mean, what you're seeing right now in Arizona is going as well as it is going because they've had the benefit of developing that trail themselves, and then they can come in and sweep in a way that, you know, that gives them the benefit of timing. So that's why we're being very, very cautious and not wanting to get ahead of anything. We want to take down the whole house of cards. And to do that requires a lot of strategy.
Well, so you talk about taking down the house of cards. You mean exposing the corruption and showing exactly who wrote checks to mules to do these criminal activities. We're talking about that.
Absolutely. And the reason I characterize it as a house of cards is, I mean, this is a syndicate that is nationwide and even international. These organizations are a web across our country that have in part an aspect of them that requires an element of election control. And so it's they're all part of a piece. This is RICO stuff. This is huge. The movie was clearly enormously helpful in opening people's eyes, but I assure you there is a lot more work to be done, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
So when you say this is RICO stuff, it's kind of like people saying, like, you know, when I was a kid, you believe the mafia exists, because you could just say, come on, don't be silly. It doesn't, you know. And the fact is that it was a vast network of criminal activity, so vast that you could not draw a bead on it. You couldn't get up and high enough to know who's right, controlling what. And that was, of course, their design. That is what we're dealing with here.
That's right.
And you're talking about wanting to take down something that they will do anything not to be taken down. They are absolutely desperate. But I just get the impression that you are hopeful.
Oh, I'm very hopeful. And I have absolute faith that this is the path that we're supposed to be on, that all of this has come together for such a time, and that, you know, light will continue to be given for the step that we're on. And I can't think of a better use of my time on this planet than to continue to press on in faith and see justice restored, because I'm eternally optimistic that that's ultimately what's going to happen.
I know you well enough to know that you're not naively optimistic the way I sometimes can be, because you're in the weeds on this. But everybody needs to do their part. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, you need to see the film. You need to tell people to see the film, buy them tickets to see the film, tell them to go to truthevote.org, get involved. We all need to do our part. By God's grace, we'll get to the bottom of this. Catherine Engelbrecht, a joy to have you. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Just
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.